Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Ted Williams, Scott Spears coming at you here on this Monday morning, Monday, July the 17th, 2023, 19 minutes past the hour, 69 degrees, and it says sunny skies, but I'm going to tell you, I just drove down to McDonald's to get the large Diet Coke, and it is one of the most hazy, it is not a beautiful morning out there. I mean, now, we can all say that. We say this phrase a lot. We say, well, any morning above ground is a good morning. And I believe that. I like being above ground, and I like coming in here to do this show. But I'll tell you, this morning is not a bright and sunny morning here in the Marion area for July. And I'll tell you, this weekend, I think we would say it's something, it left something to be desired. Saturday was one of the gloomiest days I have seen in quite some time. Usually we might have a shower during the day, but then you get some sun and heat and so on and so forth. Saturday, it rained on and off all day long. It was overcast and cloudy all day long. And then yesterday it was okay, but it was kind of wet and murky outside. And then here's today. But I'm not going to complain because, as the old saying goes, I am above ground. So, you know, above ground is above ground. What are we at here already? 20 minutes past the hour. Well, I've got a few things I'd like to talk about here this morning. We had a great day at this station on Friday. We had a great day for a lot of reasons, and I'm going to run through some of these reasons. First of all, I don't think we've had much of a chance to talk about this. But former Marion County Sheriff for 16 years, Sheriff Tim Bailey, came in on Friday morning live and did an hour interview with me from 10 to 11 o'clock. And Sheriff Bailey had not spoken to any media in 3 years since he left office in 2020, since being defeated by current Sheriff Matt Bales. He had not spoken to anybody. And I persuaded him to come in. Sheriff Bailey and I go back quite a ways, covering the media for a long, long time. And I just enjoyed that conversation so much because I believe the sheriff was as candid as you are ever going to find. He spoke about Bill Collins. He spoke about Sheriff Bales. He spoke about his daughter who died from cancer. He spoke about, I'd never heard him talk about that. He spoke about why he thought he lost the 2020 election. He spoke about what he might do in the future. I just could not have been more impressed and kind of taken aback with his candid nature and the way he spoke on Friday morning. So I thank Sheriff Tim Bailey for coming in on Friday and making us the first stop, I don't know, maybe the only stop on his media tour after a 3-year silence. So thank you, Sheriff Bailey, for coming in. And you know what was interesting? I got so much feedback after that interview aired, which sometimes you do, sometimes you don't with interviews, about, boy, that was a good interview. Boy, I'd like to hear that again. Where can I hear that? So the Sheriff Bailey interview went over quite big on Friday. So that was a very interesting thing. Does anybody have anything to say about the Sheriff Bailey interview? We really have not had a chance to talk about it here on the air. Did anything he say surprise you? Did you like the interview in general? Did you learn anything from the interview? That's what we hope in the long haul, is that everybody learns something. Phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Anything to say in regard to the Sheriff Bailey interview on Friday? Which, again, I just thought he was very candid. I just thought he didn't hold anything back. I felt he gave his opinion. And whether you agree with his opinion or not, I think you always have to respect somebody who's willing to go out on a limb and give their opinion. And I think that's what Sheriff Bailey did on Friday. And for somebody who had been in the public eye for so long to come back and do that, again, I was just very, very, very impressed Friday with Sheriff Bailey. And again, if you have anything to say in regard to that, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, other reasons why Friday was a lot of fun. Pastor Craig returned to the fold here at WGH Talk, and I really enjoyed his show. I don't think any of us really knew what it would be every Friday from 11:15 to 12 o'clock. Just kind of a, hey, this is what's going on in the community type of show. And I know you, the listeners, responded to that show by calling in. And I certainly do appreciate that because I just thought it was a good show. It was good to see Pastor Craig back in the studio. It's good to know that he's going to be there every Friday at that time. And I think it's kind of a nice break in the Friday morning lineup. From hearing my voice for 5 hours. You know, I'm not saying you don't like my voice, but 5 hours on Friday morning is a long time. So at 11 o'clock to have a break where you can hear somebody else talk about something and give a little different perspective, I think is very, very important. So we're all very happy to have Pastor Craig back in the fold. And we had a great time on Friday morning because so many people were in the studio. You know, radio is an interesting business. Because a lot of times you're working in the studio by yourself. You might have somebody on the telephone, an interview, or something like that. But in the studio, you're pretty much alone. Well, Friday, we had Pastor Craig in the studio. We had Matt Morgan in the studio. We had Sheriff Bailey in the studio. We had Pastor Whitaker in the studio. And we had some of our listeners stop by on Friday and actually sit and listen to some of the shows. And to me, that's one of the hallmarks of this station. That I'm very proud of, is that we will have listeners who will drive to the studio and sit there for an hour just to listen to what we have to say so they can listen to the show live in the studio. And I really appreciate that because, you know, it's not like we're doing magic tricks or sending fireworks off. We're just sitting there talking to each other. But apparently people are engaged in that, and I appreciate that. So, it was just a lot of fun having everybody in the studio Friday morning, and that will be a constant thing from now on because Matt Morgan has joined the Exchange Club as well as Pastor Craig. And that's another thing Friday that I really enjoyed was doing the Exchange Club. For years, we did it like that. We're going to take the phone call here, then we'll come back to this. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
So we really are allowed to just come down there and hang out with you?
Well, yeah, I mean, if somebody wants to come, we have a couch in the studio. If they really just want to sit and watch the show, I didn't mind that. We had that on Friday.
Oh, yeah, like Friday night when you told me, we go off at 10, so you should show up at 10:30.
Well, no, you know, I'll tell you, that was just a joke.
I was just teasing anyways. I don't want to come on your show, but that's cute, Scott, because I feel like I get more jokes than on you. Get in on me,
so
I was proud of
you. Well, you know what? You know what? It's funny because I thought about that after you brought that suggestion up on Friday night. And I'll tell you, I guess I never think about it. And I'll tell you the reason why. Because I thought, well, why have I never thought about that? I think it's because we have open phone lines, and I feel like the listeners pretty much give their opinion anyway.
Right.
And I like that. But no, we had Pastor Craig and Matt would attest to this, and I don't even think people knew they were in the studio, but we had two people sitting on the couch Friday during the entire noon show just watching what we were doing. And you know,
I enjoyed Harrington Friday night. She sounds so distinguished and articulate.
Well, and I was just about to get to that, and I'm glad you brought it up. Because, and again,
sometimes I say, well, this is the best show. You know, this is something I want to explain, too, by the way. I'll say, well, this is the best show.
Well, listen, I'll be listening to your explanation as I'm calling. Bye, Scott.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye.
No, but first of all, I'll come back to that in a second as well. But no, I mean, if somebody... We take breaks at the top of every hour, so sometimes if we're not busy, we can talk to people during the breaks. There's nothing wrong with that. But, I mean, if you're just showing up to sit and watch the show, I don't think anybody really has a problem with that. Now, it's harder if we have a phone guest because you're not going to hear that in the studio. So it's probably better to listen on your listening device that way. But if it's a show like The Exchange Club or The Friday Night Show or something like that, I mean, if you want to watch, I don't mind. But no, there was a suggestion tendered on Friday night that we should have listeners participate in the shows. And I always thought the listeners have participated in the shows. I like that. But I've always thought it was done by telephone, so I guess that's why I never thought about it. But again, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. But I love The Exchange Club on Friday because, as I said, for years, that's kind of how that show was done. And we had many panelists over the years on that show. We had Marge Hazelett. We had Marianne Michaels. We had Weasel Boy. We had Brandy Downs. We had Charlie Evers, of course. We had so many people on that show. And on Friday, we would just get together and we would discuss current events. Well, the pandemic came in and people got sick and some people passed away, and we just never really went back to the original format. I love that we're back to the original format of talking current events on Friday from 12 to 1. And I like that we have a new built-in panel with Pastor Craig and Matt Morgan. I thought that went terrifically well last Friday, and then we might add somebody into that mix, a fourth person. But right now, I think that's working great. So we did have a live studio audience on Friday for that show. I appreciated that show, and I think everything went according to plan and fine. 740-751-4038. If you have any opinions on this, give me a buzz here on this Monday morning, 740-751-4038. Okay, now we're going to move on to the Friday night show, which is what Sarah was just referring to there. And I think we really have hit the pot of gold here. We're going to take a phone call here and come back to this in just 1 second. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how are you? I got my tablet fixed, so I missed a little part of it, but I'll just, you got a few minutes I can relate to you?
Go right ahead.
You said I did get it back on line, so on and so forth. The lingo I use and the way you guys interpret it, I'm way a greenhorn, but I'd like to tell you something that just talking about bad old weather stuff. You know, when I got you back on the screen, and when it's bad weather, that's my listening to you, and it's really enjoyable to start my morning off to listen to you. And don't think that I don't appreciate it. I'm a good fan of yours, and I enjoy you, and you can do the job very, very expertly. And your other thing I want to ask you is that when you talk and stuff, I can understand you all the time, and you're loud and clear and everything, unless the quality of the reception and stuff's bad, but I appreciate that too. But getting back to a few things, and here I am talking to you, I heard you say just a while ago there that being in the studio and stuff, well, you know, when you and Charlie have been on, when Charlie was announcing, I dropped in a couple of times and give Charlie some stuff or something like that and drop back out. It is an interesting place to be and see how things operate. But you see them on TV, you see them on, listen to them on radio and this and that. But I had experience in my life a couple years of taking and learning how to speak in front of an audience, and they tape me and everything. And I'll tell you, it was an exciting part in my life for a couple years on and off on different meetings and occasions. And I see that in a studio when I was with Charlie and sometimes I've been with you, that seeing how the operation goes and then the people on TV see how they do it and everything, it's really a pleasure to see that. And I'll tell you, I don't think I could do any more better speaking if so-called my English is not poor. I can put the INGs and all the other where I really beat up the American pronunciation of words and stuff, but I can pronounce them. I don't know why I do, but I round people and stuff like that. We just, Ohio, you know, that takes time to pronounce all that stuff. But getting back to the main subject, I don't think I could do any better talking than what I do on the phone here. If you talk the truth and know what you're talking about, it's pretty easy. But the main thing I got to say, when I was training, when you talk in front of a big audience, like 200 or 300 people, oh, that's a different story. Buddy, you better have your stuff together, and you can't be reading it off of there. I always, as a president, I always liked Obama. He could stand up, and he could talk the layman terms of speech, and he's interesting, and he could put the words and put a smile on your face, regardless how tough things were. But when and then in a studio like you are, with nobody there and nobody calling in, you can fill the air with words, and buddy, that's something to see how I use the word buddy and stuff like that. But yes, all the different things of broadcasting and TV and stuff, they all got their different aspects of doing it. But me having the opportunity in my life of doing that, it's the big thing is when you're on stage and looking into an audience, 300 or 400 people, and people not paying any attention to you or talking this and that, distracting, that is a big thing too. But you do a wonderful thing when you don't have any audience or no call in. You can do it, buddy, and you've done it for a long time, and keep it up. I enjoy your broadcast. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
And I appreciate that. You know, you never know how well you really do. I don't think any broadcaster really knows how well they do. You try to do your best every day. Some days are better than others, but you try to do your best. Now, I don't think any of us really speak what they used to say was the Queen's English. I don't even hear that term very often anymore. But on radio and television, I don't think you have to be all that formal. As long as people can understand what you're saying, I think that's the most important thing. But definitely had fun with Pastor Craig. And as I say, here's the thing. When you stop by the studio, as long as you know that we're there working and we have to go back on the air at a certain time, I don't mind if people stop by and just want to watch a show. Now, to me, it's entertaining to some people. I guess because I've done it for so long, it's not entertaining to me because I'm there every day. But if it's entertaining to somebody, I don't mind it. And I don't think anybody else minds it either. But Pastor Craig and Matt and I had a lot of fun Friday doing all that. And it's good to have Pastor Craig back in the fold. And it's certainly good to have Matt in the fold as well. So that'll be the Exchange Club every Friday following Pastor Craig's new show at 11:15 a.m. And again, the phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. Now, moving to the Friday night show, which is what Sarah was talking about there. And, you know, it's interesting that Sarah, of all the people she mentioned on the Friday night show, she mentioned our new addition last week, Carrington. And here's the thing. In broadcasting, you've got to have a thing called chemistry. Well, I guess you don't have to have it, but when you have it, that's the best. And basically, chemistry is something you cannot create, you can't manufacture it. You either have it or you don't. The group either has it or they don't have it. And again, I really am not trying to speak badly of anybody else who's done that Friday night show. I've enjoyed my time with everybody who's done the Friday night show. I mean, I don't remember ever coming in on a Friday thinking, oh man, I got to do this show tonight. I just think the group that we have now is such a solid group. And we had so many laughs on Friday night. And did you notice on Friday night, everybody was talking. Everybody was talking. Everybody had something to say. We all were not agreeing with each other. And I just, and we weren't talking over each other, which is my number one pet peeve. It was like a great band on Friday night. And when you have four people on the air at the same time, that's a trick to get everybody to wait for the other person to finish talking. And it was just great. And I'm pretty sure Carrington has joined that show at this point. So every Friday night, when everybody's available, it will be Sean and Matt and Carrington and myself. But I also have heard the feedback of how impressed people were with Carrington. Much like Sarah said a few minutes ago, people seem to be very impressed with her. And I could not be more happy about that and proud about that. Because, you know, these kids, I think Carrington's 22 and Matt is 19. Now, these are young kids. And I don't know, the entire time that we have been here, over 9 years now, I don't think we've ever tried to bring in a younger group and kind of try to put them in the fold. And I like that we're finally doing that. I like that these guys, these kids, are ambitious. And they're there to show up, and they want to show up, and they want to participate. You know, the older we get in life, I think the less we appreciate the chances we're given. And these kids really appreciate being able to do what they're doing. I remember Carrington, I think, said last week she was nervous about going on the air. I know Matt was nervous the first time he went on the air. And I think that's great that you have that. You still have that wonder in you. So I love doing the Friday night show. And again, when you say it's the best show ever, I mean, what are you going to come on and say? You're going to say, well, we're doing a show tonight. It's not as good as the ones we've done before. Well, you're not going to say that. But I do ask, in all honesty, that the Friday night show that we're doing now, I think is more entertaining, and I think it's more fun to do than any Friday night show I've ever done. As I was saying, Friday, we started that show back in January of 2020. So it's been on, 3 years now? And for the first year, well, really half a year, we had somebody on that show who I'm still friends with, so I don't dislike the person. She just was not the best fit for that particular show. And then we had somebody else who came in who did it for about 2 years, who I thought was very good, filled the bill just fine. But I think, I don't know. It was just a different time, but I have nothing but you know, good feeling toward that person. And then we got this new group in, and I really liked the new group, and I felt Friday night was just about as good as it's going to get. I really sincerely mean that we had fun. And I think if we're having fun in the studio, that you're having fun listening to it at home. And by the feel of the calls on Friday night that we took and what people had to say, people were engaged in the subject, people were engaged in the hosts, and that is something you cannot ask. You can't ask for more. So, does anybody have any thoughts on the Friday night show? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Really a lot of fun on Friday night. And I did go back and listen to a little bit of it just to make sure it was as good as I thought it was. And to be honest with you, everybody sounded great. Carrington has a great radio voice, and she likes to talk. Matt has learned how to speak into the microphone now a little better. He's sounding great. Sean is doing well. And we're having a lot of fun. from the Larry Barnett Yurouts to the George Gasotis PS-117s to the, what else do we play? Oh, the Barbara Walters thing on Friday night. It's just a lot of fun. And the top 10 list. I got to thank our friend Bob Welsh out of Columbus, Ohio, who supplies us with a new top 10 list every Friday night. Now, here's what happened with last week's top 10 list. It was a good top 10 list. I don't have it in front of me, but I believe it was reasons Adam should be in the Radio Broadcasters Hall of Fame. But the problem was that Carrington and Matt had never really heard a show that Adam had done. So a lot of those references, they did not understand. And now Sean had, so he got some of them. And obviously I had, and I think the audience had. So it was an okay list. But I think that was really, in the studio, you didn't hear a lot of big laughter because two of the people really have not listened to Adam for a long period of time. So they really did not get what a lot of those references referred to. But I know at home they were laughing. I know Sarah called in and said she thought the list was hilarious. So, you know, that's kind of what happened with that. But we certainly do appreciate those top 10 lists. Now, I don't know what topic this week we're going to have. It was a good topic last week. I guess we'll find our way as we head into Friday what our top 10 list will be this week. But I certainly do thank Bob for preparing those top 10 lists. That's a fun part of that Friday night show as well that we did not used to have. And I also thank Bob. Bob came in on Friday morning last week. And during our 9th anniversary party, Bob brought in a pizza crust that said WWGH9 for the 9th anniversary. And everybody who was at the 9th anniversary party signed the pizza crust. And then Bob took that back home, and I think he shellacked it to death where it won't, you know, rot, because it is a real pizza crust. And he brought it back last Friday, and he brought a hammer and hung it on the wall. So that pizza crust is now on the wall at WGH Talk with all our names on it. 9 years, and everybody had signed it. So I certainly appreciate Bob for doing that. And we'll see what the top 10 list is this coming week. So, phone lines are open at this point. Do you have anything to say about Friday's show, the return of Pastor Craig, the return of the Exchange Club as a current event show, the Friday night show with Carrington and Matt and Sean and myself, Sheriff Bailey coming in on Friday? We really had a big day on Friday and had a lot of fun. So if anybody has anything to say about any of those shows, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038, 46 minutes past the hour here on this Monday morning. If it's on your mind, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. Now, other things I wanted to talk about on... let's see. Well, on Saturday, I was with somebody, and we decided we would like to get some pizza. And, you know, there's not a lot of sit-down pizza places left in the world. I think the only one we have here in Marion, well, I think we have, what's the one downtown? Amato's? I think we have Amato's, and we have Donato's. But other than that, as far as sit-down pizza places goes, I think that's it. And I do end up going to Baker's a lot, and that's a nice sit-down pizza place. But we ended up in Galleon at Pizza Hut. Remember when Marion used to have a sit-down Pizza Hut? So we ended up in Galleon at Pizza Hut, and I'll tell you the weird thing. It was Saturday night. Now, this Pizza Hut is very nice on the inside. The entire time we were in there on a Saturday night, when you think a pizza place would be very busy, there was not a soul in that restaurant besides us. And we were in there from probably 6 o'clock until maybe 7 o'clock. Not another soul at another table anywhere on Friday night. Now, I don't know if pizza has just become a carry-out delivery business. But I was really surprised that there was not another soul in that Pizza Hut on Saturday night except me and the person I was with. That was it. We had the whole place to ourselves. Pizza was good. We had the stuffed crust pizza. That was very nice. But I don't know. Is pizza just becoming a delivery thing? Do people not go in and sit down and eat pizza anymore? We used to have a few of those here in Marion. East of Chicago used to be sit down. Godfather's used to be sit down. Pizza Hut here in town used to be sit down. Not anymore. Pizza Chef used to be sit down. I guess pizza is just a delivery and carry out business. Now, a few people did come in and pick up carry out orders while we were in there. But that's the way it goes. So that was my experience on Saturday night. Now, here's something that I saw on yesterday. Yeah, Sunday. So yesterday, I'm out on my walk. You know, I do these daily walks. I walk a mile every day. So yesterday, I'm out doing my daily walk. And I'm going around, and I walk by a church every day that I walk. So I'm out walking by this church, and there's nobody at the church, so it must not have been during church service time. So there's nobody at the church, and behind this church, there are some benches and kind of a shelter house type of thing, which I also walk right by. So I'm walking on this path, and I walk past the church. So I'm just about to walk by where benches are and the shelter house is. So I'm walking back by this, and I notice that there are two people sitting on the bench behind the church, which is kind of strange because there's nobody at the church. But I thought, who knows, maybe people just needed to sit down and take a break. So I'm walking by, and as I'm getting closer, I realize that it's a young boy and a young girl. But now, I'll tell you, I really could not distinguish anything because their faces were suctioned to each other. So really, all I could see was the back of their heads. Now, I don't care what people do. You know, if they want to sit on a bench in the back of a church on a Sunday, I don't know how old these kids were, maybe 15, 16, 17, probably somewhere in that neighborhood. I don't care what people do. But here's the problem. Number one, is a church the best place to do that? Have a little, I guess we'd call make-out session behind a church. I wouldn't think that's the best place to do that. And I'm telling you, it was a make-out session. Now, and here's the other part of that. As much as I tried to avoid looking at it, the benches and the shelter house are so close to the road, and there's not trees. There's nothing blocking it. So there's no way that I could avoid seeing it. I mean, they were less than 10 feet away from me. So that's another thing. And did my presence stop them at all? Oh, no. I mean, it was just so weird. I don't know what was going on. I mean, they were just, you know, apparently it was just hot enough outside yesterday for them because they were not coming up for a drink of water or anything in the time I was out there. And then I feel like a goof because I think, well, I don't want to see this. I don't want to witness this or overlook on what these are doing. But listen, if you're going to do something like that, don't do it out in the open like that. Gee whiz. I don't know. I don't know that you should be doing that at a church, and I don't know that you should be doing that out in the open. But to each their own, I just found it a little odd quirk of life yesterday. Does anybody have any feelings on this? 740-751-4038. When people wanted to do something like that in the old days, didn't they go to, like, the hayloft? Or, I don't know, maybe these kids didn't have a car. I didn't see a car in the parking lot. But, I mean, maybe behind a tree or something where you're not right out there in the open like that. You know what? Maybe modesty is a thing of the past. People don't care. Just right out there in the front of everybody. Well, you know what? I guess when you're young and in love like that, I guess it really doesn't matter. But I don't know that I would want to see older people doing that either. So I guess when you're old and in love, I don't really want to see that either out there in the public. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I don't think that's bad, Scott.
Well, I mean, I don't mind it if they want to do it. I just thought out in front of everybody in the daylight like that at a church,
okay,
it was different.
You know, 62 years ago that my wife and I was in a church, a lot of people in the church, and I put my arms around her and had tears in my eyes. I kissed her when we got married.
Oh, and I think a service is fine. I just think what these kids...
Wait a minute. You're putting other stipulations in there, but we're talking about church people and just maybe falling in love at that particular point and just couldn't hold back, and they wasn't doing anything wrong. I don't think kissing is the wonderful thing, and love and romance and in the church or anywhere is great. So that's just my opinion. Yeah. Carol and I done that in front of a lot of people.
Here's what my problem was, is I did not expect, you know, if I go to a service, chances are I've been invited to it, so I know what I'm going to see. But when I'm out just walking, you know, here are these people, these young kids, and they're just, and I don't know if their parents know about this. And I thought, what an odd place to do this in a church parking lot, on a bench, broad daylight, with no cover at all.
Yeah, that's a touchy subject, I guess, and then have to refer back here in Carolina. 62 years later, we still kiss, and we wouldn't care where it was or anything, and I think that's part of the American freedom. You can kiss anywhere you want to kiss. So, hey, Scott, I'd like to add a little something to that. The other night that Pastor Craig, he announced that him and his maybe going to get back together with wife was listening to it. Wasn't that a great thing over so many years of being separated or whatever? I thought that was great. I really applaud Pastor Craig and his wife there, or maybe to be back together and everything. That was neat on your show, too, so... You get a little bit of love and romance and stuff, and it continues on, and your show will be able to handle it, and it's a good show. You don't know what's going to come up, and like the lady with the bus, if you get on that bus, you don't know where that bus driver will take you places you've never been.
And that was an interesting thing on Friday night when Pastor Craig called in and said he was listening to the show with his ex-wife of 10 years. And, you know, that was fascinating because we were talking about can you stay friends with somebody after you've been in a relationship with them? And I thought our panel did great with that, but it evoked a response from people, which is why I think that Friday night show is as best as it's ever been.
Yeah, and the only thing is the word X. I don't know how you can substitute, it's hard substituting, but I know how the feeling probably him and his love wife at one time, that if they get back together, I'll be the first one that would have tears in my eyes, seeing them kiss in any place they wanted to kiss.
Right behind the church. Right behind the church.
That's great in hearing that, to reunite after maybe there's some misunderstandings or stuff, and that's great, Pastor Craig. If you're listening, attaboy. See ya.
Thanks.
All right. Well, yes, and that was another great aspect of the Friday night show, is we had that revelation. 57 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open, as they always are here at WGH. And again, I don't think these kids were doing anything wrong behind the church. You know, kissing is not exactly the most salacious thing in the world now. I think that's nice. But, I just don't want to see it. I don't want to see anybody. You know why? It makes for an awkward thing. Because I don't know these kids. They don't know me. But all of a sudden, here we are, all together. and their lips are just stuck together like super glue. And what am I supposed to say? Hey, how are you doing? You know, that's not going to work in that particular moment. How's the weather? No, that's not going to work. So I just kept eyes straight ahead as much as I could and kept going on down the road. 58 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. If you have any thoughts on that, I'll tell you, it's an interesting subject because it really comes back to what is okay in public and what is not okay in public. And again, whatever people want to do, they're certainly entitled to do. I have no problem with that. But, I can't think of a time that I ever did anything like that in public. Now, doesn't that sound boring on the whole that I've never done anything like that in public? I don't know that people really want to see that, to be honest with you. I mean, maybe they do. I don't know. I think there was a discreet time in public where not everything was in public. But maybe we're not as discreet anymore. And maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. It doesn't have to be a bad thing. But that's just what I saw yesterday. Maybe next Friday I'll be sitting in the church parking lot making out with somebody. There you go. We're going to be back in 15 minutes. Don't go away.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For Jim Lavelle, the man handcuffed to Lee Harvey Oswald when he was assassinated.
So when you're coming out the door with...